Everybody loves a sequel, especially when it comes to the world's most comfortable shoe. Introducing the Allbirds Wool Runner 2, a next-level revamp of the cult classic. 7 years in the making, it's been completely reimagined for a game-changing fit and feel. With enhanced cushioning and super soft materials, the Wool Runner 2 delivers comfy all-day wear built for bliss. Visit Allbirds.com and use code FRESH24 to score a free pair of socks with purchase. That's Allbirds.com, code FRESH24.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Set summer in motion with the most adventurous Honda vehicles yet, like the Passport and Pilot Trail Sport and the Ridgeline, built for better off-road performance and engineered for more adventure. Summer's here. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Pilot, a 2.9% APR on a 2023 Passport, and a 0.9% APR on a 2023 Ridgeline.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
So, during that time, I also got into a musical movement called punk, and punk taught me a lot about myself and also the world. And I looked a little bit like this. And punk was always interesting to me because there was this desire to practice and to build yourself on the world stage. So it wasn't musicians who were trained at classical institutions, but it was actually people who would pick up a guitar, go out to the street and start playing. And people would boo them, they would go onto a stage and start playing, and people would boo them. But little by little, they actually got better in public. And they learned about what worked and what didn't in public. And I thought that attitude was so awesome and stunning. And I saw more and more of it in my computing life because I got better and better at programming. And one of the ways I got better was actually downloading open source software. People who weren't classically trained as programmers or engineers, but wanted to do it and wanted to do it in public and also share the results of that learning. So I saw a lot of the parallels between punk rock and how people got out there and just did it and had the confidence to make it better and better and better, and also open source programming, and how someone like Linus Torvalds, who created Linux, got out there, didn't know anything about writing an operating system, put his ideas out there, put his work out there. People were inspired to join and make it better and better and better. And that's been a huge common theme of my life and what's worked in my success.
Hello, fellow Rangers, and welcome to the Ranger Ryan show. Today it's funny, I talked about, 2 days ago. First of all, I hope everyone had a great weekend. I apologize. How rude of me. I'm just like, super rude today, but I'm in a good mood. You know, work has calmed down until next week. Next week is not going to be good, but this week is pretty good. It's pretty chill. So I'm going to, when I say work, I do mean both jobs. Just juggling is easier this week. So everybody's good. It's all happy in Ranger Ryan world here. Should I name the new season Ranger Ryan world? If I come back. If I come back, of course. Today we're talking about Twitter. Twitter, which, if you remember, I have used Twitter as a reference point multiple times this season. Because a lot of the weird things people do are on Twitter, you know? I remember I was going to talk about the Susan Boyle album release party. And that's all Twitter. That's an all Twitter marketing fail. And a lot of the Burger King stuff I talked about on, last episode was, you know, like Twitter posts or like Twitter, you know, things like that. Twitter is a controversial place. You know, it's a little risque, a little dangerous. I like it. I haven't, to me, it was toxic. I was on Twitter for the beginning. Right? The first tweet went out in 2006, okay? And I wasn't that early, mind you, but I was pretty early back in the podcasting stuff. So I guess maybe 2012, 2011. I don't know. But it was pretty early. It was past, you know, the initial growth, but I was able to get a good Twitter handle for my podcast at the time. This was 12 years ago, probably. And, you know, it was what it was. You know, I actually had a... When you get in on things early, you have the opportunity to amass followers easier, right? I kind of compare it to the podcast space. When I first started podcasting, you know, 12 years ago, I had thousands of listeners, right? And I felt pretty cool. You know, I felt pretty cool. Look at me, attention on me. And, you know, the podcast was pretty straightforward. It was a video game podcast called the Liquid Gamer Podcast, if you ever listened to it. I know you haven't, but that's okay. I'm pretending that it was more popular than it was, but I really did have like 50,000 followers as opposed to like 8,000 followers. Which is what I have now. But it's mainly because I lost the RSS feed, the access to it, because I wasn't willing to pay. And I was, you know, in the ground floor 12 years ago, and there was a lot less to choose from. Celebrities did not invade the space. And I've often compared the effect of podcasting that I've been through to the effect of like the flea market down the street for me. The flea market down the street back in, we'll say the 2010s, right? During the 2010s was a wonderful place for people who needed to unload some stuff, you know, people who needed to make some cash, needed to just kind of share their collections, you know, comic books or back in the day, DVDs. And we used to do really well. Like my wife and I used to get rid of stuff. And that was our decluttering. You know, that was like what we did to get rid of stuff and get extra money was go get a booth at the flea market for like $50. Because we've never lived in a very good garage sale area. Garage sales, I don't know. I prefer to live on no outlet, dead-end streets, and the two houses we've had have both been on cul-de-sacs or a street that is not built for passing by, which is a good thing, but not when you're trying to get rid of stuff in a garage sale. You could put as many signs as you want. It's not gonna help. So where was I going? Oh, yeah. Flea markets were invaded by, you know, just companies that were getting a lot of products from overseas, you know, having inventory, knockoffs, whatever. And the booths were getting bought up early. Like, they would get up, you know, the week before, and they would pay for the entire month to have their booth. And I was forced to be an outside vendor at that point when we went. Not a good experience. So what happened to the flea markets being, you know, being taken over by professionals, we'll say, and the podcast space being taken over by professionals as well? I'm not a professional by any means. I'm just a person who likes to talk to himself. And that is a natural segue to being a podcaster. But I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to you. And Twitter, in the beginning, was very easy to, you know, create a following because you're funny or you're interesting. I mean, for me, it was mainly video game and comic book stuff. So I did pretty well. Now I've lost that account, obviously. I deleted all my social media. And I think the same goes for YouTube. Like, when if you were in on the ground floor, you had a much better opportunity to currently have a million followers, as opposed to, like, if I started a YouTube channel today, yeah, zero by the end of the year. Zero followers, probably. Unless you want to pay for them. And then nothing's real at that point. And is anything real on Twitter, you know? That's really the question, you know? I don't know. So Twitter was originally, you know, envisioned back in 2006. Just an idea, right? An idea from Jack Dorsey, co-founder, who would go on to create, you know, something that is actually a pretty good idea, right? Limited characters, people posting things more often. So you would think, as far as an advertising platform, pretty easy, because people should be on it more often, right? And with investors and other people that help make it what it is, the early days, Twitter was TWTTR. I don't know if you knew that. But it was a trend to take out vowels. Whenever you drive past a business and it's got, like, no vowels, especially when you're out of town, it's like a fancy restaurant, and let's say it was called, like, Delicious, but with no A, E, I, O, or U, right? You can pretty much guarantee that was an early 2000s concept, just because. Noah Glass is credited as coming up with the original name Twitter without the I, and as well as the full name once it was launched. And all of them, they have the cool names, right? So, like, Noah Glass is at Noah. Jack Dorsey is at Jack, right? Biz Stone is at Biz. Evan Williams is at EV, which I didn't even think you could do too, but I guess if you help make it, I guess it's fine. Do whatever you want. The first tweet went out in 2006 on March 21st at 9:50 p.m. by Jack. And it said, "Just setting up my Twitter, TWTTR. A lot of changes were obviously made throughout the growth of the company. We've seen a lot of changes throughout the company. Twitter was, I don't know, it was something different. I didn't mind it. It wasn't as toxic in the very beginning. And I think that the character limit thing was weird for me. But as long as I could do, like, photos, it was fine for somebody doing a comic book and video game podcast at the time. And it was 140 characters, which was kind of weak. Which is not, but most companies only use, like, 50 characters for tweets. So it wasn't a big deal. It was, to me, somebody trying to help, you know, get my point across or whatever else. But that's the way it was in the beginning. And I think it had many, many years of just inciting a lot of negative negative opinions, and a lot of hashtags that nobody really cared about hashtags until Twitter, right? The number symbol, the pound sign on your phone, and apparently the hashtag sign. I worked with some younger people who only knew it as hashtag. So when they were, you know, looking up stuff, and I gave them, like, in my email, like, I put the number symbol and a number, they thought it was a hashtag. So, which is one of the reasons I left that job. Someday I'll talk about that job. Maybe if I keep podcasting, because I would like to talk about my experiences there. But I'm not going to do that today. So anyway, a lot of changes, a lot of different celebrities. People saw Twitter as a way to directly connect with their fans or their favorite celebrity, right? So they thought of it as, you know, like you can email a celebrity. It's going to go to a shared inbox, you know, from their publisher. You can send them a message or post on Facebook and tag them. And that's going to also go to a publisher or some sort of agent. While Twitter appeared to be a direct connection, and if you could spur their attention, you would get a response. The only bad thing is the attention was often given very rudely, you know, like not from the said celebrity, but from the supposed fan. And after that, it just kind of snowballed, you know. It was the place to go off on celebrities, or the place to cancel politicians, or the place to kind of destroy films and just talk bad about the directors or the actors or the producers involved. It was scary, you know, and I never really received anything negative on my end because I'm pretty vanilla when it comes to my opinions, especially on social media. So I never really ruffled any feathers. But then again, I didn't have more than 10,000 followers, so it wasn't like a big deal. And the people that were following me were real people. I did have one instance, which I can speak on briefly. So I did a episode of the Liquid Gamer podcast, which I know you've never heard of, where I did reviews of indie games, kind of like how I do different seasons on this show. I do like little blocks. Like, we started out, we did characters, and then we did, like, you know, just big franchise titles. And then at a point, there was episodes where I was doing independent games. I even did a mobile video game one, but I did indie games. All these episodes are lost to time, so I apologize. You'll never be able to listen to the episode I'm referencing. However, I tweeted my review of the game, which was not amazing. I gave it a 4 out of 10. I gave the game a 4 out of 10. I won't mention the game because for all I know, there's still bad blood. Anyway, gave it a 4 out of 10. And the creator of the game not only tweeted back, but left a iTunes review of my show. And that was it. But for some reason, it was kind of shocking to me. So they left the tweet and review, same thing. 4 out of 10 ? Well, I give your podcast 0 out of 10 ! And they left, you're not possible to do 0 stars, I don't think, on Apple Podcasts. But they did leave a 1-star review. I don't know if they flagged my tweet, but I know there was some Twitter issues after that event, which eventually led to me not getting any more interactions and eventually leaving the platform prior to any other social media. I did leave Twitter first, and I had two accounts, one for each podcast that I had, and I gave control of that podcast over to another co-host. So that is where my relationship with Twitter ended. I did try to come back a few times, especially when I relaunched the podcast in different formats, right? So I did, there's never been one for this show, but I did have a podcast. I had Hero Heads. We had a handle for that. The Liquid Gamer was, the show was gone. So that account was closed or renamed. But I did have one for the Studio D podcast. And then I had one for just me personally. So at one point there was like five accounts, you know, that were like in one way or another tied to me. Now there's zero. There's literally zero. And, you know, it's not just because only 20 or 30 people listen to this show. It's because I don't really see the point. The reason we're talking about Twitter, just so you know, is because we're on 2019. And 2019 is when Jack Dorsey left Twitter. Not a lot of people don't know if it was because he was getting pressure, because there was a lot of issues, because he not only owned Twitter, but he also owned Square, which at the time was a, it was kind of like a billing software, which he later renamed. But people thought that there might be a conflict of interest when somebody promotes a company that they own on another company they own, right? So buying ad revenue through Twitter, it's like you're feeding yourself. And not only that, feeding yourself, but also getting the advertising tax breaks for, you know, write-offs. So it's kind of like a cycle, right? So if Twitter had a commercial on Square's homepage, and then Square had a commercial on Twitter, there could be write-offs from each company. It could just be a circle. So we don't know if that's why he stepped down. But we do know what happened after with the buyouts and Elon and everything else. So the drama did not end, nor do I think that he was really a big part of the drama, because, you know, he was just a guy who wanted a new way to go about social media, more forum-like, community-based, you know, kind of example. So I really don't think that, if anything, him leaving, it got worse. But I if I knew what it was going to become, I would have probably gone out. It was going to become like this very scary place. And that's what it is today. So this is what I'm going to do. Live on the air, I'm going to sign up for a Twitter account. I don't know a new Twitter account. I'm assuming, let's see. I'm assuming my name is taken, right? Help us keep your account safe. Verify your identity. All right. Email. All right. What should we call you? All right. Taken. Taken. Not taken. All right. What do you want to see on Twitter? We got music, entertainment, sports. Definitely not. Gaming? Yeah, I'll click on gaming. Fashion and beauty, food. I've never really known Twitter to have food. Like, okay. Business and finance, no. Arts and culture, no. technology, travel, outdoors, fitness, careers, animation and comics. Okay. Family and relationships. I don't think I'm going to go to Twitter for that. Science. All right. Oh, I have to pick three. Ooh. Well, I guess entertainment. All right. Next question. What do, interests are used as a... Oh, I have to break it down. Okay. I'll do Xbox for gaming, just because I have... That's my current system. Xbox Series cheap. Entertainment. Some weird choices. Comedians, musical festivals, entertainment franchises, sci-fi and fantasy, action adventure, SpongeBob, Sonic the Hedgehog, Stranger Things, Harry Potter. All right. I will do entertainment franchises, animation and comics, Steven Universe. Okay. Phineas and Ferb. I like Phineas and Ferb, but... I guess I expected more comic book. Animaniacs. Okay. I'm glad to know that's trending. SpongeBob again. He's in everything. Okay, I'm just going to click on comics. Music. Did I pick music? No, I didn't pick music. All right. Don't miss out. Follow one or more accounts. Okay. I'll follow Xbox. I'll follow Elon. I'll follow PlayStation and Nintendo. And I will follow... Where'd Nintendo go? And I'll follow DC and Marvel. Because that's really... Oh, there's a Game Pass one. I'll follow that too. All right. Good. Next. Are we in? Oh my goodness. I'm back on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Subscribe to unlock new features. Get verified. How do I get verified? We need a credit card. I am an individual. Oh, it's Twitter Blue. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to worry about Twitter Blue. All right. So let me give you my Twitter name. Because this will really be the only way for us to keep in touch when I retire. So it's probably best that you are able to reach out to me in some way. All right. So the Twitter handle is... Ranger Ryan Show. I couldn't fit the Ranger Ryan Show. Ranger Ryan and the Ranger Ryan were taken. So it is at Ranger Ryan Show. That is RANGERRYANSHOW. Ranger Ryan is officially back on Twitter. Very exciting. Very exciting. I will send out a tweet until... I'll do it. Well, maybe I should tweet all the episodes. I don't know. I don't want to be that. I don't have any followers. It's not like it matters, right? Really? It shouldn't matter. All right. So I am going to get my profile all set up, and then we'll be able to connect in the Twitterverse, which is not something I planned on doing today, but... I'm glad I did it. I will try to stay out of the cesspool here that is Twitter, but I will gladly follow back. Heyo. So if you would like to follow me, please do so, and I will follow you back. But until then, until next time, thank you as always for listening. I am Ranger Ryan, and you've been listening to The Ranger Ryan Show. Farewell. Thank you.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.